This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In recent visits, we've uncovered the dramatic story of how the Christian church in Ephesus was planted and grew exponentially. The impact it had on the pagan society and its worship began to significantly impact the industry associated with producing silver images of the goddess Diana. A riot developed as leaders in the silversmith trade accused Christians of promoting illegal activities. This uprising climaxed in a demonstration in the 25,000-seat outdoor theater. Paul wanted to address the crowd, but mature friends dissuaded him from doing so. Paul had to trust the local believers to continue the ministry as he traveled west. When he returned to this area on his way to Jerusalem, he met the Ephesian church elders in Miletus, a town a few miles down the coast from Ephesus. He never thought he would return to Ephesus, so he delivered his farewell speech recorded in Acts 20:17 to 21:1. We will study this address more closely when we finish considering the greater historical context. The rest of this greater context includes what is found in the books of Ephesians, 1 and 2 Timothy, written in the early 60s AD, and John's letter to the church of Ephesus, recorded in Revelation 2, 1-8, about 90 to 95 AD. Based on these books, it appears Paul did visit the church of Ephesus after his first imprisonment in Rome. When he left Ephesus again, he appointed Timothy to be the pastor of this church, with the assignment of confronting some false teachers who had infiltrated their ranks, as Paul had predicted in his farewell address.